From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United Nations Security Council has approved a resolution condemning Israel's practice of establishing settlements on Palestinian territory. Resolution calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. In a change from policy, the United States abstained from voting rather than exercising its usual veto. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the abstention was because the U.S. had reservations about the resolution's wording.
Some may cast the U.S. vote as a sign that we have finally given up on a two-state solution. Nothing could be further from the truth. None of us can give up on a two-state solution.
Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Dannon, said the resolution was a setback for Israeli-Palestinian relations.
Instead of charting a course forward, you are sending a message to the Palestinians that they should continue on the path of terrorism and incitement.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said despite the United States repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territory occupied since 1967. Rhodes noted that there are 90,000 settlers living east of the barrier that Israel had itself created. An Islamic State video purportedly showing the suspect of Monday's deadly truck attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks on Europe. Investigators trying to determine if 24-year-old Anis Amri had the help of a network of supporters. This is VOA News. Western security officials are increasingly worried the Islamic State terror group may be a step ahead of renewed efforts to stop terrorist operatives from infiltrating their countries. Fears once centered on IS using migrant and refugee flows to sneak in highly trained operatives bent on carrying out attacks. Now they have expanded to include an equally dangerous possibility. Hundreds of Syrians returned to Aleppo Friday, checking out their homes after the last rebels left the city on Thursday. It was very cold, so residents were wrapped in heavy coats, crossed into neighborhoods that had recently been dangerous front lines during the battle for Aleppo. Some of them had not been able to reach their homes for 5 years. Meantime, John Jing from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs spoke with reporters about civilians caught in the middle of Syria's long-running civil war.
And despite calls for an end to besiegement as a tactic of war, we end 2016 with hundreds of thousands of Syrian civilians, 700,000 to be precise, still trapped in besieged locations where humanitarians continue to struggle to gain access for aid.
Also Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Syria had agreed to hold peace negotiations in the Kazakh capital. That's where they would resolve, they hope, the conflict in Syria. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump used Twitter to call for an expansion of American nuclear capabilities. The new network, the television network, MSNBC, reports that the president-elect told them, "Let it be an arms race. We will outmatch them," he says, "at every pass and outlast them all." Trump Press Secretary Sean Spicer subsequently said there would be no arms race because other countries would come to their senses. Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters he sees nothing unusual in Mr. Trump's pledge to strengthen U.S. nuclear forces, noting the president-elect had said as much throughout his campaign. American actress and author Carrie Fisher, best known for her role as Princess Leia in the original Star Wars movies, is reported to be in critical condition in a Los Angeles hospital after suffering a heart attack that was near the end of an 11-hour flight from London to the Californian city. Emergency crews who met the plane said they had administered life support measures while rushing the 60-year-old actress to a hospital. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.